Great joy to be here with you this morning. Shall we look to the Lord in prayer before we look at the Word of God? Heavenly Father, we pray and invite your Holy Spirit to come, speak to us, reveal the truth in you, that we may know your desire. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today is a very special day. We remember All Saints' Day, and typically on 1st of November each year, we commemorate the saints who have gone before us. And today is also special because it is the fourth Sunday before Advent. And typically, during this time of the year, we plan for Christmas. But perhaps you will agree with me that for many of us, this year is unusual and different. Some of us may be under the weather, and some of us may be affected by the COVID situation. And some of us perhaps are wondering what God has in store for us in the coming year. We are feeling the disparity of life, and we are concerned about our future. Are you prepared for a COVID Christmas? The text before us today from Psalm 34 was written at a time when David was in utter despair. He was on the run. He stood so low, pretend to be insane in order to avoid being captured by his enemies. And all this are captured in 1 Samuel chapter 21. What can we learn from David in a time such as now, a time of despair, and to continue to look to God for the future? Firstly, in times of despair, we can glorify Christ and make him known. In the text before us from Psalm 34, from verses 1 to 3, you will see the emphasis of David was to praise God, to bless the Lord, to praise him, to boast in the Lord, to magnify the Lord, and to exalt his name. That was how David, in the time of despair, decided that he will lift God up on high. And you will also see that he wanted to do this at all times. And his desire to praise God was not because that he was being blessed, he was in a time of peace, prosperity, but his desire to bless God was at all times, even in the time of despair. And he went on to say that he will continue to praise God, and this is something that will come forth from his mouth. And he says in verse 2 that my soul makes it boast in the Lord. What David is trying to say that is that at all times, every part of him will exalt and glorify Christ and to make God known. And we see at the end of verse 2, David said, let the humble hear and be glad. David's desire in exalting God, in glorifying God, is for the humble to hear about God. In the Old Testament text here, the word humble actually refers to the needy. And if we were to study it further, it also refers to people who are mentally depressed. David's desire at a time of despair was to glorify God so that the needy and those who are in distress will come to hear about God. And in verse 3, David extended this invitation to these people to come. Come magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. I remember a time in 2015 when we have two major earthquakes in Nepal. Many of the Christians, Anglican Christians in Nepal, were so badly affected by the earthquake. In fact, in many places, many of their homes were destroyed, and many have lost their loved ones. But yet, in the time of despair, their sole desire was to bless God. As a result of that, many in their community noticed that there was a difference in the Christians. And they were wondering why were this group of people able to exalt their God, to glorify their God when they have lost their homes and when they have lost their loved ones. And because of the faith of the believers during that period of time, many in the community came to know Christ. The Anglican Church in Nepal had 3,000 new converts in 2015 alone because they saw how the believers believed in God, glorified Christ in the time of despair. Secondly, in times of despair, we need to anchor our faith in Christ. Verse 4, David started with saying, "I sought the Lord." Again, in the Old Testament text, the word sought actually refers to finding, seeking, but it has a connotation that implies that apart from seeking and finding, the person will follow. And so here, David is telling us that when he seek the Lord, when he found the Lord, that he will follow God. And David went on to say that God answered him, answered his prayer, delivered him from all his fears. And then he went on to say, those who look to him are radiant and their faces shall never be ashamed. And here, perhaps the Old Testament text, the Hebrew text, has a clearer translation because those actually, again, refer to those who are needy and in distress. And so, those who are needy and distressed, when they look to God, when they seek God, their face are radiant and they are never ashamed again. And that's the reason why, my dear friends, we need to anchor our faith in Christ in the time of despair. And in verse 6, David illustrated with what he went through himself. If you remember the story from 1 Samuel, he was running away from Saul. He was without weapons and he was hungry. But as he sought the Lord delivered him. The Lord heard him, saved him out of all his troubles. And the assurance comes in verse 7. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. What a joy, my dear friends. What a joy that when we anchor our faith in Christ, God is with us. He takes away our fears. He takes away our anxieties. He takes away all our troubles. Very recently, I had the joy of just spending time with a young couple from Cathedral. My intention during this meeting was to get to know them. And during our conversation, I realized that the husband had lost his job when the pandemic hit us. And so when he lost his job in March this year, he was anxious. And he had wanted, thinking that maybe he should be looking for a job very quickly. But the Lord spoke to him, assuring him that as he anchors his faith in God, God will take care of him. He took a break from March, and he had spent time over the last couple of months with other young couples, with people who were in need of someone whom would listen to, someone who could just empathize with the journey that they are going through during this difficult time. So imagine for a man who is the sole breadwinner for the family without a job for the last couple of months, anxiety would have hit many of us. But for this couple, because their faith were anchored in Christ, They had the assurance that God would meet all their needs, and they were able to give the best of their time to serve God and in ministering to people who were in need. And just last week, you know, God spoke to this couple again, and they decided that it's time to look for a job. And interestingly, And this is a testimony about God's faithfulness, the very first resume that was being sent out. This man received a call. He had just one interview, and he was immediately offered the job. So glory to Christ. And thirdly, in times of despair, we need to be the place of refuge for people to experience Christ. And here we see from verses 8 to 10, David extended the invitation to the people around him. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. This is an invitation for people to come. Come, come, taste and see that the Lord is good. The assurance is we will be blessed if we take refuge in God. And in verse 9, again here we see how David instructed the people as we continue to have reverence in God, in Christ, there is no lack in us. For those who fear God, for those who revere Christ and revere God, there is no lack because the Lord provides. Verse 10, David gave the illustration, the contrast here of how young lions suffer when they are in need. You know, young lions are trained to hunt for food. And the lions usually have no trouble in going about hunting for food and to feed themselves. But the contrast here that David is trying to make that even lions, a young lion, would go in hunger. But those of us who seek the Lord lack no good things. It's interesting because as we look at this passage, we know that David was a place of refuge for people in despair. And if you will turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 22, let me read a couple of verses for you and you understand what I mean. David departed from there and escaped to the cave of Adullam. And when his brothers and all his father's house heard it, they went there to him. And everyone who was in distress, and everyone who was in debt, and everyone who was bitter in soul, gathered to him. And he became commander over them, and there were with him about 400 men. And I want to say to you, David was not just the leader of this pack of 400 men, but David was the place of refuge where these people who were in despair could come and experience Christ. And it was Charles Spurgeon who told us, when we find ourselves besieged by the troubles of this world or by even the most difficult trials within the church, it is one of the greatest blessings to find ourselves within the sweet embrace of our Savior, placing our head upon his shoulder. This is what exactly David did for this pack of 400 men. For them to experience Christ, for them to come to this place of refuge in which they can experience God. And I have a question for us as a church. How can we at St. Andrew's Cathedral be a place of refuge for Christ? Whether individually, as a family, or as a connect group, or as a service, or as a ministry, how can we be a place of refuge for Christ during this Christmas in 2020? For people to come and to experience Christ and to commit their lives to our Savior and Lord. Please join me as we look to God in prayer. Father, we just want to thank you for your amazing grace. Even as we prepare for Christmas this year, we know that it is going to be different. But Lord, even then, our desire is to honor you. Our desire is to be a place of refuge for many to come and to experience you in a very personal and intimate way. So we pray that even as we go through this very trying time together as a nation with many others globally, we pray that our eyes will always be on the cross and your name be magnified. We pray all this in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.